But God Almighty, there were some stories told about old Litterman and what he did do and all that.
Yeah.
And then we had a man in here. Colonel Logue lived down there, where the three new houses are now, and there's a house beside it, what you call the Credit Union.
Oh yes, yeah.
Well, Colonel Logue's house was there, and his father was a blacksmith, and they reckon that it was him drove the nail into the horse's foot the morning the horse went lame, or something like that, you know.
When Lord Leitrim was killed.
Aye. And Jana Logue's father and mother and her sisters buried over in that old graveyard over there in Umla. And he put up a headstone over the mother and father and the sister. She was married to a man from Glenties. Byrne, I think they called him. And she's buried over there too. He'd be probably working at the chapel at the time, you see. He came out of a stonemason. And Colonel Logue then, he was death against some of these writers too. What did you call your man who was the writer in Glenties up there? Or?
Patrick McKell.
Aye. Those men had to make their living, they had to go. Because
that's right.
Because they couldn't publicise anything. Because
no.
As a man says to me, he says, probably, he says, that man never read McGill's book, Colonel Logue.
No.
But he says, it was too touchy and then you get rid of him.
That's right. And that's exactly the way it was. Patrick McGill had to leave the country, sure.
Aye.
And now, when he was dead and buried, he's a famous man.
They have a
festival and all this nonsense.
Sure, it's like Robbie Burns.
Yeah,
Robbie Burns was a genius, you see. And there are a fellow out here, McFadden Patrick, he teaches in Quebec University. And he says, anything in connection with Robbie Burns, he says, was down a multitude in where he is. Because he says, they abandoned him altogether because he was rough, you know. But he was a genius in his time, you know.
And so was Patrick McGill.
Ah, sure.
Yeah.
And, well, then there was another man in Belfast there. Did you ever hear tell him? He was related to Mary too. He was Moore. He was Moore from Belfast. He was a writer. He died out in Canada. He wrote a lot of stuff too that wouldn't please the hierarchy. Well, I forget his first name now.
Thomas?
No.
No.
What's this they called him now? What is they called him anyway? Oh, the brother used to come in here. He was a doctor in Belfast. What the hell did they call him? Seamus Moore.
All right.
Seamus Moore.
I should have known that one.
Aye. He used to write a lot of stuff too, you know. And I suppose it's touchy programs too, and they didn't want him to write in a lot of stuff either, you know. But Littram was a bad man now, and there was nobody died during the famine under his jurisdiction anyway.
No, I bet you.
No.
Yeah.
They say that he done the dictation, you know.